Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to be able to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, Jacob the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, and Thomas, and Matthew the publican, Jacob the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judah Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans do not enter, but if go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his hire. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire in it who is worthy, and there abide till you go away. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, then let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you leave that house or city, shake the dust off of your feet. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the middle of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be concerned how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speaks, but the Ruach of your Father, which speaks in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men, for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you to another. For truly I say to you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above the teacher, nor the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher, and the servant as his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hidden that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak that in light, and what you hear in the ear, preach you that upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am not come to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his stake and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. End of chapter.